questions, and then we will go enjoy the party. So, your remarks.
Well, I'm glad you're all here to join us in celebrating the 239th anniversary of our independence. As you may have heard me say from the podium, if you look at the cross-section of Turkish society that's here tonight and that I saw last night in Istanbul and the night before in Izmir and last week in Adana at our four Independence Day celebrations in Turkey, you really see the full breadth and power of the relationship between our two countries, which is no longer, and has not been for some time, principally a relationship between governments, but is now a relationship between two societies and two people. And you see in the cross-section of Turkish society here tonight and in our prior nights the range of things that is happening between our two countries, between our two peoples, whether it's in education, in business, in defense, and in government, that is building better futures for both countries and for both peoples. And we're pleased to see again the great partnership we have with Turkey and its people, and we look forward to continuing to work to strengthen it even more.
Mr. Ambassador, after the recent events in northern Syria, there are reports that Turkey is in a preparation for establishing a secure zone in northern Syria. If Turkey takes such a step unilaterally without its allies, what will be the position of U.S. administration? And also, Turkish officials are saying that they are disturbed by the cooperation of USA with PYD in northern Syria. Is there any change in your position regarding PYD and the cooperation with this organization?
Well, I'm not going to touch on a hypothetical, but what I will say is that both Turkey and the United States have a shared concern about the presence of Daesh on Turkey's border in northwestern Syria, just as we had a shared concern about the presence of Daesh on the border in north central Syria. And we are continuing to work together to address the threat that poses to both our countries and to many other countries as part of our joint effort and our effort with the other members of the coalition to address the big threat that Daesh poses for all of us.
Excuse me, do you share the same concern with Turkey whether it's there is a PYD in the northern Syria? What is the position?
Do we share the same
concern about the PYD in the northern Syria? You said that Daesh, but are you sharing the same concern with Turkey about the PYD?
Well, I think from our perspective, it's very important that whoever is controlling the border regions in Syria, number one, be committed to fighting Daesh and preventing Daesh from controlling that territory, which only enabled Daesh to replace some of its losses through smuggling from Turkey, despite the strong efforts of the Turkish government and the Turkish people to address that, number one. Number two, to be committed to a future Syria that is unified and democratic. And number three, that enables the citizens of those regions to administer their own affairs and to permit people who may have been displaced by conflict to return home as soon as they feel safe enough to do so. And there's a very consistent approach to both of the, to all three of those, from the Turkish government, from the United States government, and we're very clear in communicating our expectations to the PYD about the behavior that they should be exercising in the areas of Syria where they have recently pushed Daesh off the border.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. Thank you.
Ambassador, have a lot of work.